I'm saying this was the mecca of entertainment in the South.
I'm gonna blow the roof off of the South.
We thought we was on top of the world, man. You couldn't tell us nothing.
It was home. It was everything you would wish for.
Tanisha Conway of AETN produced the film Dreamland, Little Rock's West 9th Street. Thank you for joining us today.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Give us a preview of the documentary. What is it about West 9th Street that made you want to make a movie about it?
The story is in this entire street, which was an African-American business and entertainment district. And the spirit of the people, the hard work of the people, what they were able to build when they were segregated, whether that was businesses or, I mean, everything was down there. There were businesses, there were clubs, there was all of this excitement on that street. But there were a lot of other things that happened on there that needed to be told.
Give us a few of the key moments of the story of West 9th Street then.
There are several. Everything from it being developed and there being all of these businesses. And also there was a vital active club scene. The Dreamland Ballroom, which is on the third floor of Taborian Hall, ended up being this national place along the Chitlin Circuit, one of the stops, whether that was Little Rock, that was Memphis, all these places that African-American entertainers were able to play. And so there's this rich history of all these national artists.
Every week there was some name entertainer at the Dreamland Ballroom. You name it, I've seen Lil Green, Tiny Bradshaw, Duke Ellington.
But the other thing is that a lot of the local wonderful musicians played up and down these streets. Everything was there, was vibrant. And so we go from there to what happened when there was a lynching on West 9th Street. We talk about that. We talk about some of the social things that happened that ended up over time really changing the makeup of that street and urban development, school desegregation, the Housing Act of 1949, and even the Eisenhower Interstate Program, and how all of that at certain times affected what happened to West 9th Street.
In the movie, it's suggested that the story of West 9th Street in Little Rock is similar to the story of neighborhoods in other parts of the country. Can you tell us more about that?
It definitely is. During our research, we found that these districts or streets were not only all over Arkansas, but they were also all over other states. For example, in Atlanta, they have Sweet Auburn Historic District. In Florida, they have a Lincolnville District. Oklahoma, of course, a lot of people know about Black Wall Street and Tulsa in Oklahoma. And a lot of people, of course, in Arkansas go over to Beale Street in Memphis. We even found some research along the way that said that Arkansas's West 9th Street was more vibrant than Beale Street in Memphis. And so when you think about what Beale Street means to Memphis, and when you go down to West 9th Street and see where we are, you know, it begs the question of what happened.
See, 9th Street became a place of blight, boarded up buildings. It became a place that you would really be sick to see it.
What impact do you hope this movie will have?
I hope that this movie will really get us talking about history, all the things that we haven't learned about thus far, or at least the stories of the people when we would interview them and they would say, we're just excited that some of this history is coming out. Start the conversation and some of the social issues that need to be addressed and to have hopefully a start to some healing for some of those.
Well, Tanisha, thank you for talking with us and for the sneak preview.
Thank you.
That was AETN's Tanisha Conway, producer of the feature-length documentary Dreamland, Little Rock's West 9th Street, which you can see Friday, March 31st at the Ron Robinson Theater or on AETN, April 6th. David Monteith, KUAR News.